Curtis Lazar actually is going to join us right now on the Andrew Walker Show, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. How are you, Curtis? Busy day.
Yes, busy day, and just like you said, a new chance.
A new chance. It's in Calgary. Did you expect to get moved today? I know you had said where you are, man. I want to play. You didn't want to be a distraction, but you probably wanted the fresh start. Did you think you were getting moved today, or were you kind of 50-50 on it?
I was 50-50 on it. Obviously, in the past couple of weeks, my agents and myself have expressed interest in a fresh start somewhere. You really have to respect the Senators organization for granting me that wish and the opportunity. I'm really excited to be a Calgary Flames.
So I watched you in junior hockey. I watched you in the Memorial Cup. You went in the first round for a reason. You are a good hockey player. And this year, sometimes good hockey players don't have a year go their way. What happened this year? Or was it a number of factors?
You know, the tough part for me was coming in the third season, new coaching staff again. I was very, amped up and ready to really leave my stamp on the Ottawa Senators. And I got diagnosed with mononucleosis right before the training camp. And, I missed all training camp. I had to be sent down to the minors for a bit of conditioning. And it really just halted my momentum. And coming up here, I was always behind the eight ball. And like you said, I've had a lot of success recently growing up. And for myself, it's all about the confidence. And I always played in Ottawa like it was survival mode, trying to do whatever it takes just to, earn my next shift instead of playing with that swagger and the confidence that I had in junior. And I know the type of player that I can be and the potential that I have. And I'm really looking forward to tapping to that side in Calgary.
And the thing was, too, and I know you're glad for your teammates, but the Sens, injuries aside, they kept on winning. Sometimes it's tough to make too many changes when you're winning hockey games, and they go out and they get a couple of depth wingers, and maybe the writing was on the wall for you. Was it difficult? Like, you're not playing, you want to play, you want to contribute, but at the same time, like, you're a good guy, you don't want to be a distraction.
Well, of course. I mean, I've always been a team-first type of guy, and whenever your team's having success, obviously they're doing something right, and I didn't want to make it all about myself. And you can see that with Ottawa. I mean, the acquisitions that they made in the past couple of days, they're outstanding. The guys, the Stallberg, Burrows, they're all really going to help the team down the stretch here. And I know for myself that the playing time probably wouldn't have been there. And, that's where you have to respect the organization for seeing that and allowing me to get a chance of a fresh start and really kick off my career and get to that potential that I was talking about.
What's the perfect situation for you in Calgary? Have you talked to anybody? What do you see happening?
No, I haven't talked to anyone yet, but I know I'm open for anything. Obviously, I think our goal as a team is going to be making the playoffs, right in the hunt for things, and I want to be a part of that. And I just can't wait to get out there. Like I said, have a clear conscience. There's no weight on my shoulders, and just play. So I'm ecstatic, and I can't wait for the opportunity.